A plane flying too close for comfort to the nation's capital. The military had to scramble F-16s to intercept a Cessna that was unresponsive. That plane ended up crashing in Virginia. Joining us live on our line to the White House, CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, good morning. The plane flying over some of the most heavily restricted airspace in the country. What do we know this morning about what happened?
Yeah, this is a sad and unsettling story, Carol. This all started yesterday afternoon when a plane was, Cessna Citation, a private jet, was flying from Tennessee to Long Island with, I believe it's four, the report is four people on board. This plane was flying very high, 34,000 feet, but that's the standard altitude for this kind of plane. But at some point in the flight on the way to Long Island, something happened because the flight path has it turning around over Long Island, making a 180-degree full turn, heading directly back for Washington, D.C. at 34,000 feet. The tower tried to contact the pilot was unresponsive, and as that plane was heading directly for the restricted airspace over the nation's capital, NORAD became involved, scrambled six fighter jets to try to intercept this plane, and as one of those fighter jets traveled at supersonic speed, broke the sound barrier, the sonic boom was heard for a range of about 60 miles across Greater Washington. It shook homes, it rattled nerves, and ultimately the fighter jets did catch up with the plane. They saw in the cockpit that the pilot was, they really couldn't see a pilot, and the sense was that the plane was unresponsive, flew at 34,000 feet over Washington. I was with the president yesterday at Joint Base Andrews, where he spent the day golfing. I was inside a concrete building, did not hear the sonic boom. Those who were around the president say it sounded faint to them. But there were reports all across the Washington area, from Annapolis, Maryland, to Manassas, Virginia, a wide swath of the area, that they heard this explosion in the air. That was the sonic boom. In the end, the plane ran out of fuel and crashed in a mountainous area in central Virginia. The plane wreckage was found last night. No survivors.
All right, Stephen, thank you. That's CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy live on our line to the White House.